folks that are really sick and perhaps sicker than ever. But guess what? These are not folks that told the government to stick it up their ass, that they weren't going to be pushed around, they weren't going to be injected until they figured out the grounding they were on. They wanted to find out more about these injections, and when they did, they said, nah, you know what, I'm opting out of that. Well, guess what else they opt out of? Being sick right now. We hear reports from folks who did line up and get these things, and I say it's damn unfortunate because they got played. And they're sick. They're sick. What's in your body? Nobody wants to tell you. Isn't that a problem? They won't tell you. They did tell you about all the clinical research they had before these things were approved for emergency use authorization. They didn't tell you all the side effects. They withheld a number of them. And then as these things roll out, they act like they're surprised. Oh, it's rare. Well, it wasn't rare when you knew about it. The FDA knew about it. The CDC knew about it. The Faucis of the world knew about it. Wasn't rare then. But if we go further back, we're going to be going further back today with the Sky News topic about how this whole thing got fucking started. There's nothing rare about that. The millions of dollars the U.S. government gave to Chinese labs that are run by the Chinese military. What? And Fauci hasn't been indicted yet? He's not going to get indicted. He's part of the haves. Again, the battle lines to me and to many of the folks who've been listening to this podcast are quite clear. It's them versus you, the haves versus the have-nots, the elites versus the serfs, and here you are. What side are you on? Oh, we have elites listening to us as well, believe me. But the real people who listen for the true advantage are the serfs, like myself. I'm a serf. I'm a have-not. Anything I had was taken away from me by the government, and, you know, and you should be in the same boat, as we all are, realize it or not. The faster you realize it, the better. So if you're backing up, and you're still on the our side thing, political, conservatives versus liberals, all that fucking nonsense, all that corral they want to keep you in for the divide and conquer game, I say what the song says, beat it. Beat it. Either put an egg in your shoe and beat it, get out of here, or beat it. Beat the mentality. Rise above it. You're thinking just like they want you to think. You're making the same exact moves they anticipated. They think you're a lab rat. Beat it. Rise above it. Find that same fucking fighting spirit that created this country. If you had it, rekindle it. If you never had it, find it. And the way you do that is get in the know. Don't be ignorant. You hear people talking about the unvaccinated and all this, that they're dangerous. Those folks are purely 100% ignorant or programmed or both. There's never been a situation where they advertised that folks have to go out to protect themselves and get an injection. And then once they do, the folks who didn't get the injection, they also need to get an injection to protect the people that had an injection. You go back to the 1700s, you think about Thomas Paine and common sense. That defies all realms of common sense. And it borderlines on the definition of stupidity. But they're selling it. They're fucking selling it. Beat it. Rise above it. Don't be the lab rat. Don't be the test dummy or the lab ferret that they expect you to be. Be something better. Be an individual. All right. I feel a little bit better now. Not much. Now, what are we going to do? Well, let's try to get some answers from the the president on what's going on. Of course, we have a new, as I've talked about many times, a brand new distraction, a couple of them, away from what's really going on. The fact that they want to stick a needle into your kids, ages 5 to 11, and then after that, ages birth to 4. Ignoring the dangers that have already been laid out for the 12-year-olds, the 13, 14, 15, 16-year-olds, and upwards of that, it doesn't matter. There's new distractions. There's another migrant horde, and I just said, you know what? I said it on Pain.TV 3 weeks ago. I said, isn't it about time for a migrant horde story? And people said, nah, that's old hat. I said to myself, bullshit. It's time for a migrant horde. It's either time for a migrant horde or some kind of mass shooting. Although mass shootings have lost their luster. That's why you're seeing less of them. I know that sounds callous and perhaps... it's the truth, though. I mean, let's look at the number of mass shootings during the Obama administration versus the Trump administration. You start to understand, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. These are not random, but we can get into that another time. If you don't understand that, then that's something else you can study on your own time. The numbers simply don't add up when you do a comparison. But we have another migrant horde. And no one has said how people got from fucking Haiti to Mexico. That's kind of a... that's kind of hard to pull off. How do you get... how do you get from Haiti to Mexico with no paperwork? What? And Mexico just let them in. Where did they come in at? Were they on rafts? I mean, come on. Try to figure this out, right? But anyhow, it's another distraction we have. And there are many of them. We talked about other distractions yesterday on Pain.TV and also on Thomas Paine Podcast about government-generated, ginned-up distractions. The FBI likes to gin up distractions whenever they're told to, whenever they need to, especially to sway people from taking a closer look at that shit show, that hellhole of an organization. Hey, let's gin up a missing person. Let's gin up a guy on the lam. Let's tell people, help us find this person. We'll create a gamification of a missing person and an alleged perpetrator. We'll make it into a game. It's like a video game. Everybody, find Waldo. Why are we paying you fucking dumb sons of bitches billions of dollars a year to buy all your toys, all your databases, all your satellites, all your fucking tricks, all your personnel, so that we can sit out here and try to find people for you? Oh, because it's a distraction. Look at how many people are involved. Everyone's looking. It's a dragnet. What about the other 10,000 kids who are missing and people? They don't get the dragnet? They don't get all the... If you're going to make it a game show, let's make it a fucking... Let's make it like The Running Man. Richard Dawson. Schwarzenegger. Let's make it a game show. We're going to do it. Let's do it right. You understand? Just another distraction, folks. Meanwhile, they're going to put fucking needles into 5-year-olds. And parents are going to line the kids up. Jonestown 2.0, 3.0. We've already had Jonestown 2.0 over the last year. You're about to see the results. Stick around.
Me.
If you're new here, this is not the show where we tell you warm and fuzzy things. Except for the fuzz in my throat. Warm and fuzzy things that make you feel good because they might be aligned with your previous thinking. It's been largely based on propaganda and misinformation to begin with. So therefore, we're not able to do that. So we tell you things that may make you uncomfortable. We say things that perhaps make you uncomfortable because that's the way the truth can often be. And that's how you grow as a human being. You grow during stressful times. You grow during uncomfortable times. That's the way it is. You deal with adversity, you grow. You become smarter, more seasoned, tougher. That doesn't happen when somebody keeps blowing smoke in different parts, up different parts, into different parts of your body to make you feel warm and fuzzy, like you have it all figured out. Clearly, many people did not have it all figured out. So feeling uncomfortable, somebody says something that makes you uncomfortable, that can be a good thing. Folks on pain.tv understand it. We've lost the ability to just be fucking blunt and for it to be looked at as a way to perhaps benefit, improve each other's life. An honest dialogue. A dialect minus political correctness and the nonsensity that we're faced with every day about being woke and all these dopey fucking sideshows. Look no further why you've lost civil rights, why you've lost a step financially, why we're facing what we're facing. We haven't had the ability to speak openly and honestly and make decisions based on facts. Because half the argument that the big tech oligarchs don't agree with, because, again, they're answering to the haves and the super elites, taken away from you. You only get one side of the fucking argument. So how can you make it a well-balanced decision if you're only hearing one side of an argument? Hence the ignorance I talked about. People attacking anti-vaxxers for endangering people who've been vaccinated. That's just fucking downright ignorance. Is it that these people are flaming morons? Or they've only been given one side of the argument, so to speak, for them to formulate their own misinformation? You understand what I'm saying? Anyway, we talked about this illegal horde of Haitians in Texas. Let's see what Biden has to say about it. He's been dodging the media for days now, almost a week. He just left the beach this morning, Monday morning. He left the beach. What time is it? This morning? No, it's actually Tuesday now. It's 12, almost 1 a.m. on Tuesday, Eastern Standard Time. Well, it's still Monday on the West Coast. And in other parts of the country. He left the beach on Monday for the White House. This guy's really concerned with what's going on. I bet you he had something really prophetic to say about the situation in Texas. He's always so open and transparent with the media. Let's go to the videotape.
Mr. President, do you have a message to the Haitian migrants?
Thank you, guys. Let's go. Thank you. Let's go. Thank you. Let's go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go. Thank you. Come on, guys. Let's go. Thank you. Let's go. Let's go. Thank you. Come on. Let's go.
All right. What we're going to do here is we're going to go into this video because there are folks listening on the audio version. Oh, by the way, we rolled out a private RSS feed for our folks on pain.tv. In other words, you can get you can always get the ad free. Number one, the video of the podcast Pain in the Morning on pain.tv is ad-free, and the audio has been ad-free too, but it was a standalone link, etc., that people wanted something better where they could download it into their RSS feed of whatever popular podcast platform you use, whether it's Apple or whatever, right? Whatever podcast player you use. Now you can do that. We roll that out. Automatically, the show pops right into your feed ad-free. So that's another benefit of Pain.tv. We have many, and we have the new Pain.tv app coming out soon. I can't, the Young Bucks told me today, don't overhype it. We will over-deliver and under-hype it. That's our style here. So for the folks that are listening, either on through Pain.tv or the Thomas Paine podcast on the public side through Apple, etc., I'm going to interject things here and there. So the folks that obviously don't have the benefit of watching the video can't pick up on a lot of the visual cues. So I'll throw in a couple auditory cues, who's speaking, etc. So you know who's speaking. So let's roll this out. Start on. This is a part of the Sky News. They did about an hour on it. We picked some of the best parts that I wanted to discuss, and we'll go from there.
WHO has been assessing this outbreak around the clock, and we're deeply concerned both by the alarming levels of spread and severity, and by the alarming levels of inaction.
It took more than 12 months from the start of the pandemic for the World Health Organization to finally send a team to Wuhan to investigate the origins of the virus. The US submitted the names of three officials, but one they didn't suggest was picked, Peter Daszak.
This is Daszak speaking.
What we did see on the animal side is clear evidence that the Chinese scientists showed us, they found this information out from the market, that there was a pathway into that market of animals that we know are coronavirus reservoirs or able to carry coronaviruses from places where the nearest related viruses are found.
If you're telling us it came out of nature, you got to give us proof. When we looked for proof for zoonosis through all of the cable traffic, all of the intelligence, everything, we could find almost nothing.
It's crazy, absolutely crazy, that Daszak was the guy.
This is Mike Pompeo.
He was incredibly compromised in that sense. He should have recused himself. He should have said, nope, I can't be part of that. I was connected to this. I was involved in the funding of things that were taking place at this laboratory. It made no sense to put him on that group. He should have seen that himself, and certainly the leaders who were making the decisions about who to have be part of that commission should have seen that this conflict of interest would deny their report, whatever it was they were going to put out, the credibility that I know they hoped that they would have.
I think it's important to note here something Sky News either omitted or they didn't do the research to figure out. We've reported this on Pain.tv's Hotwire. Pompeo, as former CIA director, former Secretary of State, also responsible for funding EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak. Also responsible for funding portions of his research in Wuhan, quote-unquote research in Wuhan, China. Millions of dollars. And that Pompeo was one of the leaders responsible. He says, yeah, the leaders responsible. You were one of the leaders. You were also one of the folks who stroked checks to this guy. Of course, they don't say that. We've reported that on Pain.tv on the Hotwire level, and you're free to listen to that. And that's going to be a recurring theme. Some of the holes, when people watch this, Pompeo, Trump, they pretend like they were some kind of disconnect of what was going on. Oh, yeah, it's the other people. No, no, no. It was you. It was you. Let's proceed.
As to the possibility of COVID-19 coming from a lab, the WHO report found it extremely unlikely. They spent just 3 hours at the Institute, and even Tedros walked away from the findings.
That was a complete fiasco, the report. You know, it's 413 pages long, and only 3 pages are devoted.
This is Sir Richard Dearlove. He was head of MI6, 1999 through 2004. Also important, Marie Albanese, myself, VM, a number of other folks, in March 2020, in April 2020, when this podcast was just getting off the ground, we said specifically and definitively it was no wet market bat, that that was nonsense, the truth would come out, etc. Of course, we've expanded on that. You know, it's tough to say those things. It's tough to say those things long before anybody else said it. That was the excuse du jour, the alibi du jour. I just want to point that out.
To the possibility that we're dealing with a lab escapee.
Well, the WHO is controlled by China. I dropped out of the World Health Organization. I thought it was ridiculous. They were late. They were wrong.
They advised against travel restrictions. They objected to your travel ban from China.
Well, they really did what China told them to do, if you think about it. They were like a mouthpiece for China.
How beholden was the WHO and Dr. Tedros to China?
Deeply beholden. Dr. Tedros owed his leadership role at the WHO to deals that were cut with the Chinese Communist Party. Dr. Tedros couldn't have been that next leader without the support of the Chinese Communist Party. And then we saw...
This is Mike Pompeo again.
The behavior on the ground where he talked about how wonderful the Chinese Communist Party was behaving. They were doing all that they could. And we now know nothing could have been further from the truth. Again, this was the tragedy, the central tragedy of the end of 19, the beginning of 20. It became political, not scientific. It became driven by personal incentives and not the data set.
Do you think there should be an investigation into Dr. Tedros's ties to China?
You know, sure, but we already know an awful lot. The truth of the matter is that when the WHO was tasked with accomplishing the singular mission with which it was intended to accomplish, preventing global pandemic and the spread thereof, they fell down. And they fell down because they weren't willing to confront the perpetrator. They weren't willing to demand from the Chinese Communist Party that they be given access. They failed. They failed because of the absence of backbone and resolve. And the world is deeply worse off for this.
Well, we've talked about this before. I'm not sure what they would have found, being that the Chinese had enough time to destroy much of the evidence. But... And I'll be nice. I'm going to talk in political terms. Pompeo is being more than disingenuous here. I mean, when he was CIA director and then Secretary of State, the intelligence community knew that there was an outbreak months before they said anything in the United States. How do I know that? Because we reported it on this podcast. We said it goes back all the way to September 2019, October 2019, it's documented. And people said, how do you know that? Our folks in the IC told us that, intelligence community. And we trust them. We trust her. And we had folks in Beijing. Okay? Can't say who, when, etc. They had to wait for them to get the hell out of Beijing before they could tell us what was really going on. That's why when you say the truth will come out. What's he talking about? The WHO, they're just a front here. What was really going on was going on in China. He doesn't want to talk about that. He doesn't want to talk about money that he earmarked for this research, both as Secretary of State and CIA Director, USAID. It goes on and on and on. We'll talk about that as we move on here, but nobody's mentioned Fauci yet? What?
Thank you.
Before the pandemic, much of the world had never heard of the term gain of function. Put simply, it's genetically manipulating a virus to give it new functions, like the ability to infect humans. That's what was happening inside the Wuhan lab.
You know, there is quite a logical explanation when you look at the virus and its special characteristics. That, you know, this is the result of...
This is the former MI6 director again.
Making a natural virus and mucking around with it.
Let's go back. I think I'm talked over an important point.
When you look at the virus and its special characteristics, that, you know, this is the result of taking a natural virus and mucking around with it.
COVID-19 is like a Frankenstein virus, and it looked to many scientists like it had been cobbled together, because it has a bat virus backbone with a pangolin virus spike protein and a unique furin cleavage site in the same spot where Chinese scientists were genetically tweaking viruses.
For those who keep bringing up, you know, the possibility of a bat in the wild markets in Wuhan having been the source of COVID-19, scientifically that has really no merit, because it can't infect bats, so it couldn't have come straight across from a bat.
This is Professor Nikolai Petrovsky, head of endocrinology at Flinders University.
If it can't infect a bat.
If COVID-19 was the result of gain of function or other risky experiments at the Wuhan lab, remember this. That same lab was being partly funded by America.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain of function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement.
Take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right?
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly, and I want to say that officially.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is America's top medical advisor. I found a scientific paper he wrote in 2012 where he argued the benefits of gain-of-function research were worth the risk of a pandemic. In total, American agencies funded 65 research projects at the Wuhan Institute of Virology.